has just wandered into our tent and is sitting here with me. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to X Radio Tent. Now, we were talking off the air that you landed in Reno. They put you up at the Sands, and then you got up to Quincy. How was your overnight in Reno?
That place is quite a place y'all have there in Reno. I'm allergic to cigarette smoke, so needless to say, the lobby was quite an adventure for me.
Okay, next time St. Paul comes to Reno, we will do better. But now you're here in Quincy at High Sierra. You've never done this festival, correct?
That is correct.
What are you expecting?
A lot of hippies and white people in dreadlocks.
You are not wrong. You are 100% right on all of that. Now, are you just rolling in, doing your set, and then you're out of here, or do you get to actually play and stay and hang out?
I think we play our set, and then we head to Portland.
Oh, you don't get to stay tonight and watch
it? I mean, we're going to watch a little bit, but we're going to Portland.
You're on tour right now.
We got another show, and that's it. I get to fly home.
Nice. And home is?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama. We were also talking off the air that my dad's side, my family's from Alabama as well. And we were joking in our camp that this interview was going to be all about food. Like, I was going to ask you food questions. Like, do you like cheese grits or just straight butter grits or what, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, the best shrimp and grits I've ever had is in Oxford, Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi got us beat.
It does.
Okay.
They're jalapeno cheese grits with a shrimp.
So you just get all of it in one big bowl of grits.
It's
amazing. Oh, that sounds delicious. All right, on our bucket list, can we talk a little bit about the album Young Sick Camellia?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you tell me you made it. So I didn't. I was reading, though, that you wanted it to be kind of released in increments to tell the story, but then it was one, like, three-part story?
Yeah, I think for me, one of the biggest things was when we first started, it was going to be kind of three EPs, kind of my father, me, and my grandfather. And when we started making it, it just felt like this was a bigger project than initially thought. And so we started, we're like, I got to make an album. And I don't know. And I think in theory, it was like, is this going to be one of three albums?
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think now you will continue with that attempt at storytelling story?
Or
will
it? I don't know.
It wrapped up in one?
I don't know. I think you got to do what you feel. And I don't know if that's what I'm feeling right now. Where that was initially the intention, I think maybe that's something that I attack later down the road.
Maybe did you feel like you said what you wanted to say about the lineage? Because it's about your grandfather, your dad, and
right.
you being three generations of men in Alabama.
Right.
And what that means, what that culture is, and how it's changed.
Yeah, I think I said a lot. And I think that was what I was, you know, you don't know until you're done with it. And I think that I was like, man, maybe I've said about all I can say about that right now. Maybe not. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe it'll come to you. And now the title, Young Sick Camellia, we dug and I was like, that's the state flower, you guys. That's the state flower.
Exactly.
Nobody else. I knew that one only just because it's where my dad was from. But now you were inspired, though, by some other art to get
Caravaggio,
this title.
Yeah, Caravaggio, who is one of my favorite painters, has a painting called Young Sick Bacchus. And it's really... it's supposed to be, you know, a picture of the god Bacchus, but it's actually a self-portrait that he's put himself in. That he's actually, they think he was sick with like syphilis or something.
But, oh wow!
But it's really kind of sad and depressing. Like the fruit is kind of rotting, and it's a, you know, in that
it's
time
beautiful.
You didn't do that, you know, because you're just coming out of the Renaissance, and so it's really a self-portrait. And I thought, well, this album's got a bit of self-reflection, and it's kind of ugly. And so, which hints, you know, the title of the painting.
Yeah,
with.
You get pretty honest about your experiences
yes.
and your feelings and reconciling that. I can relate a tiny bit. I didn't grow up in the South. I grew up in this side, but my dad still lives there. So he's a 75-year-old Alabaman.
Yeah.
And it's a very different, there is some reconciling that has to be done.
It's a very different place.
To accept and love your father.
Yeah, than here.
So I hear you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, what time are you on tonight? Friday night, Grandstand, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. You start at 7:45. You're one of our headliners. We can't wait to see the show. We've got the perfect view. Xville, you got to get down here tonight and come see St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I'm going to let you go get ready. Enjoy some of this festival before your show.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody. That's St. Paul from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. We're going to take a quick break and then, one of the play shops is having a Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute. If you were here right now, you could see that. But since you're not, I'll play a little CCR after the break on 100.1 The X.